Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I'm fucking standing here. I got the fucking AC on. I got fans on all over the place. So if you hear fucking, like, a low hum, what the fuck are we gonna do, man? I record this from my goddamn apartment. I don't have a fucking studio for this shit. You're just gonna have to fucking deal with the hums for the next couple months, okay? Actually, I don't really think it's too big a deal. Like, when I'm here and I'm listening to this shit, it sounds fucking loud. You know how? I'm gonna go off on a fucking tangent for a second, because it's my podcast. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. One of the weirdest things for me, after the fucking heat goes away, and I don't want to fucking think to this, but we're like, you know, 4 months down the line, once it starts getting cold, when fall comes, and the nights are like 50 degrees, I don't need the fucking AC on and the fans on all the time. One of the weirdest things when you turn all that shit off, the fucking silence. You wonder how you fucking manage all year without like fans and shit on. I know the heat's on in the wintertime, but it doesn't seem quite as loud, like heat being on, than when you got like the fucking AC and fans blowing all over the place. It's just weird. Like when the fans are off, it's weird because they run for so long and you're used to the fucking hum. I need that fucking hum. It's like a blanket. It's comforting. Same thing when I'm sleeping. I always have the fans on when I fucking sleep. Like those times in the winter, once it gets so goddamn cold, I don't need that fucking fan on anymore. I start hearing the creaks and the cracks. Like, what the fuck is out there? Like, is it Mr. Marbles? It's all that goddamn noise. Anyway, one of the things I have a tough time with in life is expectations. And I'm talking about expectations in interpersonal relationships. That's why I'm alone most of the fucking time, because I can't navigate the fucking expectations. Another reason I'm alone all the time is because I fucking hate everybody. But if I do like somebody enough to, like, you know, want to talk to them a little bit, I don't know how to navigate the expectations. I'm usually good in relationships where there's very clear set of expectations. Like with my family. I don't fucking have to set anything up. I don't have to organize anything. Nobody comes over to my fucking place. I get invited to various family events like fucking Mother's Day and fucking Easter and Christmas and birthdays. And I got fucking nieces and nephews and little cousins and shit. So there's birthdays and shit like every other goddamn week. They basically just reach out to me. They say, Chris Johnson, this is going on this fucking day. We'd like you to come. I can manage that. I can show up. I can talk for a little while. I can fucking hang out. I can see everybody. I enjoy that. I'll do it. I'll fucking be there. There's no expectations of anything that happened before or afterwards, but I can't really navigate expectations. Like people at work, when you're at work or when you're working from home and you're interacting with people, there's a set of expectations there. Like you talk at work and then after work, you don't have to fucking talk to them anymore. You don't have to reach out or anything like that. I got like a small circle of people I fucking talk to, but there's no real expectation there either. Like sometimes we text, sometimes we don't. Sometimes there's group text and sometimes there's not. Like I operate very good in that scenario. I'm not expected to fucking do anything. Part of the reason I think my fucking marriage failed, aside from me being a complete fucking failure, was there's expectations within the fucking marriage. There's like give and take, and you gotta fucking be there for your spouse and shit, and your spouse has to be there for you and all that horse shit. And I think eventually, I just fucking couldn't do it anymore. Or, I mean, I could try to do it, but I wasn't very good at it. At least I'm assuming I wasn't very good at it. I don't really know. I've only had one marriage. I don't have any other marriages to compare this marriage to. So like maybe I was better than I think I was, but I don't really think I was that good. I'm only basing that on the result. But then again, every fucking relationship that you've ever had before the one that you're currently in has ended in fucking failure. So unless you're with the person you originally fucking started out with, everybody's failed a couple times. I don't want to go too deep here, but what I'm saying is the expectations, the closer you get to somebody is when I fucking start to struggle. Like you get in that situation where like somebody texts you. Do you fucking text back? Do you have to text back? If my fucking cousins text something to the fucking group text, I don't have to fucking text back. I oftentimes don't even fucking respond when I'm invited somewhere because I just know that I'm going and they'll know that I show up. If I'm not going to go, I'll fucking tell you I'm not going to go. You know, I like that. There's no pressure on me then. I don't deal well with pressure or interpersonal pressure. I got to fucking like handle things in my own fucked up way. I think I'm doing a decent enough job. You know what I base that on? The fact that I'm fucking alive. I don't know, you might be thinking, like, motherfucker, you have a job, right? Like, you managed to stay employed. Like, you have your own place and you paid off your debt recently. So there's expectations at work. Yeah, there are expectations at work, which I don't necessarily do great with. But the main expectation at work is just fucking show up. That's it. You fucking show up to the job. I can fucking do that. I can show up. Really, the only thing I can fucking manage with any type of consistency is showing up. I've managed to show up at every fucking job I've ever had in my entire life. On the schedule, I'll fucking show up. Radio station, show up. Gas station, show up. Fast food restaurant, show up. Dining hall, show up. Insurance job, office store job. Show up, show up, show up. I can fucking show up. Chris Johnson can fucking show up now. I'm very good at showing up. Is that really an effort for me to show up? I mean, it is, but you don't have to do anything besides show up. Like, if you're going to plan an event with somebody, you got to figure out what they like or what they dislike, or you got to fucking organize a fucking venue, or you got to, like, fucking actually say, like, hey, do you want to go to do this or whatever the fuck? Like, I can't handle any of that shit. That's a lot going on there. Showing up basically just means I got to drag my ass out of the house. And I might not want to fucking do it, but I go to the store. You know what I mean? I go get gas. I have to fucking live, and sometimes when you want to live, you got to drag your ass out of the fucking house. I can manage to drag my ass out of the fucking house. I'm good at that. Get dressed, put some fucking pants on, and go outside. Really, I mean, that's all you got to do is just put some fucking pants on and then drive someplace. That's all showing up is. I don't think showing up is very difficult. Although, if it's difficult for some people, I understand it, because I fucking struggle with fucking 8,000 other things, so. Sometimes, though, if I'm being honest, I'll get to a place, and I'll just sit there in the car for a little while, because I don't want to go in. Like, oh, fuck, I'm here. I'm halfway showed up. But I gotta go completely inside to be fully showed up. I don't want to go inside. So I'll just sit there for a while. Eventually I do go in, which completes the act of showing up. But you know how it is. Or maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who's fucking insane like this. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Podbean, which is the host. All the episodes are there. There's over 500 of these motherfuckers. You can also find me on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or Spotify or Pandora or iHeartRadio or any fucking site you want, I guess, whatever. I'm on Facebook. You can find me in my timeline or on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Or if you're into photos and all that sexy Chris Johnson shit, you can find me on Instagram. That's at maybe 5 minutes.